Now turn in the direction opposite PS23 and walk down the slight incline of Bayard Street along the northern edge of the park to the next intersection, where you will turn right on Baxter. Straight ahead of you on the other side of Baxter is the Manhattan Criminal Court building. The criminal court is open to the public, and you can sit in on trials during the day or even visit night court from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. As you start down Baxter Street, the adjoining Manhattan Detention Complex comes into view. The jail consists of two towers. The South Tower was built at the same time as the court building and shares the same architecture. The North Tower was built in 1989 in the Brutalist style and contains 500 beds. The addition was touted as the first mixed-use jail. The street front was set aside for commercial and community uses with restaurants, neighborhood businesses, and housing for elderly residents. The detention facilities, including screened outdoor recreation decks, are located in the tower above, with only the lobby and service entrances at the street. Inmates with court dates are brought from the detention towers to the courthouse building across an overpass walkway. The jail, which is known as the Tombs, houses only male inmates, most of them pretrial detainees. The Tombs get its name from the monolithic jail that was built here in the 1830s in the Egyptian Revival style, based on the design of an Egyptian mausoleum. These days, Rikers is New York's most notorious jail, but at the end of the 1960s, the Tombs was an overcrowded nightmare that drew lots of negative press. According to the New York Times, prisoners slept on concrete floors without blankets and contended with roaches, body lice, and mice. Guards were frequently accused of brutality. A suicide was attempted every week. In August 1970, the inmates rioted and took five hostages. In 1974, after a class action lawsuit, a judge found conditions there to be unconstitutional and ordered the Tombs to be shut down immediately. The detention complex was expanded and modernized in the 80s. The South Tower reopened in 1983 after a $42 million renovation. 7 years later, the brand new North Tower was completed. As you continue down Baxter, you'll see Forlini's Italian Restaurant on your right. This is a favorite watering hole for the criminal justice crowd. The restaurant is often used as a film location for movies and television. You may recognize the bar room from episodes of Law and Order. Forlini's is a good place to end our tour. Go in, look around, have a drink, take a load off. I hope you've enjoyed our tour of Chinatown, and please join us again for another Subway City walk.